and welcome to the Soul Business Success podcast show, Soul Aligned Strategies for Growing Sacred Soul Business Success. I'm your host, Kelly Vikings, known as the Divine Business Mentor. I believe the only way to successfully grow an online business is to merge soul, strategy, and spirituality. And this is a weekly podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs. It's for online business owners, coaches, creatives, and consultants. You will know that there is a better way. You're ready to experience soul-aligned success. And I'm here to show you how. Welcome back, everyone. I think today is going to be quite an exciting episode. I've seen and observed in the online space a lot of people becoming bored as fuck online. So today's episode I thought would be quite interesting, because I think we're all fed up in some ways of the same stuff. You know, I'm going to call it the stuff because it's the Medusa. It's like it's that treacly kind of period. And I think we all can fall into this. I'd just like to point out that I'm not in this phase, but I have been in the past, and I know how it feels. It's like heavy, right? So I thought I would do an episode on this because, you know, how can you stand out? How can you feel heard and seen? And how can you enjoy being in the online space? How can you actually have some real fun and excitement and enjoy being in the online space? How does it step from being like boring as fuck to actually really enjoying being in the online space, in the online world? So today's card, okay, is, which I've just pulled from Marina Beach, her Akashic Oracle. As I do with all of my episodes, I start with these powerful cards. I have to say, this one is so beautiful. It's like got this picture of these two beautiful goddesses who are almost like mirroring each other. And it's got this lovely, it's almost like a rainforest, but with a waterfall. And it is, it's literally like a mirror. And this lady has the light in her hands, so her hand chakras. And then she's got this halo over her head. And there's these beautiful stars because her cards are all gold and glittering. Anyway, sorry, but it is a beautiful card, honestly. The card says true service. And this is all about being in true service to others requires you to be in true service to yourself first. And you know what? God, this also applies to the last episode that I was just recording. And it also applies to this one, I'm absolutely sure, because, you know, if we're not showing up in our truest essence of who we are at soul level, then we're not enjoying who we are at human level, are we? So I want you to think about this. By pulling this card today, the Akashic Records are asking you to consider who you are in service to. Like, who are you in service to? That is the question. And are you supporting yourself, loved ones, friendships, or clients from a place of desperation? God, it hits, doesn't it? I remember when I first started my online business, it took me a good 9 months till I had found like a golden sort of nugget that really took me from almost giving up every single month to know I'm actually quite good at this. This is what I'm doing. And I started to believe in myself. But you know what? It was that bit in between where, you know, every month I almost gave up because I was like, I can't do this. I'm not earning any money. I need new clients. I need to make 3 clients. I need to make 6 clients. I need to make money. I need. That is desperation, right? And it's a lack of servitude. It's coming from a place that doesn't align with value, integrity, and unconditional love, because, you know, like the card depicts here, it's like I was doing it because I needed to make money. That's not a reason to build a business. I mean, obviously, we all need to have cash in the bank, and we need, you know, as well. And there is this element of need because your business isn't viable if you're not making money every month, right? So it needs to have a cash positive, you know, in your business, so profits and everything else. And you know, again, I talk about this with all my clients, like the revenue and so forth. And if you're not clearing your, I call them OPEXs, but your overhead expenses, you're not able to pay yourself, no particular order by the way, and you're not able to make savings and put those profits to good use in your business, then you're going to come from a place of scarcity. It's simple, right? But it's how we approach that whole thing. And this often is about our money mindset and how we feel about money. So it says here, when you place importance on honouring your needs first, then attaining alignment, it will be effortless. And it's exactly true. When you trust, when you surrender in the process, when you go with your absolute divine gifts, when you step up and show up as who you are, it really does make a massive difference, because your energy goes out there and it magnetizes your clients, your soul aligned paid clients, effortlessly. Being in true service to yourself also allows you to dissolve the impulse to overgive, to feel responsible for other people's results. Who here has felt that? You've had a one-to-one client and they haven't got the results that they had hoped for. Is it your fault or is it your client? Is it a fault? You know, first I'd like to think, but it, you know, where does that come from? You know, and have you felt a desire to want to fix, save and heal like every single client that you have? Because you can't. Not every single client that you have is going to go away with the perfect X outcome. It's simple as that, because things came up in their life, things happened to them, things are deep, they haven't gone away and done all the work. So it happens. I have it. It's happened to me. It's happened to me in the past. I had a lovely client who I really wanted, you know, again, I really wanted to be that person that helped her. And it doesn't always happen like that. You can't beat yourself up and, you know, they know and you know why. Operating from a place of true service also allows the space for misalignments. And this is what I was talking about. So you can learn, you can grow, and you can evolve too. I really feel like this card is really sharing some huge amount of wisdom, Akashic wisdom, don't you? Like, there's some real signs, messages in here for everyone. So let's finish with this invocation of, I serve myself and others with the energy of empowerment and integrity. Wow. Let's say that again, loud and clear. I serve myself and others with the energy of empowerment and integrity. Wow. Isn't that a message, right? That is huge. So let's look at these areas of why you might feel bored as fudge online. We call it fudge. I don't mind swearing. I do swear in some of my podcasts, which is why it's explicit. You know, I am who I am, whether I'm sharing a podcast with you, whether I'm online or whatever. But, you know, I don't like just swearing for the sake of swearing. It's kind of a natural thing. So I'm just going to use fudge. So bored as fudge online. You know, there's this underlying feeling of feeling bored, disconnected, or maybe out of alignment. And this is what shows up when we often feel bored. We feel bored because we no longer enjoy the things that we're talking about. We no longer enjoy the clients that we're potentially working with. Something doesn't feel right anyway. And whatever that is, it's a disconnect. Okay? It's gone out of alignment. It doesn't flow easily anymore. And it feels really frustrating. But you become bored. So how do you reconnect? Okay, how do you reconnect? I guess it's like relationships. Relationships go through cycles, don't they, with loved ones and families and everything else. And when they go through these phases and shifts and cycles, it's about coming back together. It's about reconnecting, right? So the same with your business here. It's reconnecting. And how we do this is we take some time to reconsider. And guess what? Just like anything else, you. We take that time to reconsider your identity, your soul's purpose, rediscovering like your fire, your passion, really understanding what makes you tick. Because, yeah, you can go off and create all these products, but if it doesn't excite you, then you're going to feel bored at some point. You can have all the money in the world, woo, but you're bored, okay, unless you've got passion between your legs, unless you've got like real heart's desires behind your dreams, nothing is going to drive you. So really think about this, reconsider your why, reconnect with your driving force, step into divine alignment. Really think about how you can achieve this for yourself. And this could be something along the lines of maybe some new ideas. You know, go and take yourself off in nature for the day and actually sit and journal, like, what could I do that would excite me in my business?
Proudly sponsoring the Soul Business Success podcast show, I'm Marina Beach, the Soul Alchemist, Akashic Record Master, teacher and channel, who uses the potent etheric realms to clear karmic blocks and activates life and business breakthroughs. Creator of the Akashic Oracle, the keys to unlocking your future. Invest in your own Akashic Oracle cards by visiting my website, marinabeach.co.uk. These powerfully coded and illustrated cards reveal deep insights into your Akashic records across seven chambers, ranging from business to wealth, self-discovery and vitality. Access your free masterclass at any time on my website, marinabeach.co.uk.
Maybe you're bored with a process, like, I don't want to do this anymore. Then don't. Take yourself off and decide how you want to do it. Like, what's your new approach? Do you know how many people I've mentored and they've said, well, such and such that I worked with, this particular coach, said I should do things this way. And it's not working for me. Why is it not working for you? Because they didn't find out what works for you. They put you into a box like they do with every other fudger. And it's not going to work. It's just not going to work. Simple. So find the approaches that work for you. It doesn't have to be like everyone else. This is where your authenticity is your driver, okay? It's your magnet as well. It draws people to you. But I want you to think about how you can light your inner fire. And what I mean by this is the passion. It's like, as women, we are a vessel. We have a womb. And our sex, sexuality, our fire, all of those things come from within, deep within. That should be on fire. As men, we should also sense this real feel of like potency and fire when we think about dropping into this place of creativity and excitement. And it should feel so incredibly almost like, I want to say sexual, like fiery when we're thinking about the things that we do. That is real alignment. Okay, that's lighting your inner fire, your passion. And that's what's going to help you to stand out from everyone else. So you can get seen and so you do feel heard as well. So your ideas aren't just rinsed and repeated from every other fudgers, but they're your own. And how can you achieve this? Confidence, okay? It is about being sensual. It's about being provocative. It is about being in the here I am energy, like unapologetically, here I am, and stepping into your own sense of, you know, femme fire. What does that feel like? Can you see the excitement? When I'm talking about working with my clients, integrating and embodying my divine gifts, seeing them go out and integrate all the work that I do with my clients, seeing them go and integrate that into their business and embody wholly who they are at soul level and enjoy radiating their truth, their divine gifts, and seeing them explosively like build up to this big thing, but from a place of real divine feminine, gentle softness. It's just beautiful. That's my fire. What lights you up? Remember what lights you up, why you're doing it, why you really step into this space. So the second thing I want you to think about here as well is how you can really come out. I'm talking about removing old layers that don't serve you. I'm talking about you going back and discovering you, all of you, including your divine gifts. And I'm talking about you embracing your authenticity. So if, for instance, for me, my light language, my earth light language, Ikinatana Santaya Shinokulolo, Amosu Tunachanaya, Ilaka Shunomoya, Natana Sututachana Kaya Kishinoku. Talking from a place of real authenticity, grounding. Ikashinakataya, love, imusutaya, real high vibration and high frequency, ishinakatonoshonaya tiaka, the light codes, the codes we hold within ourselves, going out, expressing them, feeling into them. We all have work service to do in this shift. Coming out as you, your fullest expression, and what makes you unique? Embracing our authenticity, ishinakaya, understanding our strengths, inokutunoya, understanding our values, our shared humanity values, inakaya naushoro, and really understanding our brand and our identity. Differentiating yourself, not from ego, but from real love, connected, center, knowing, trust within yourself and of your divine gifts. And really, sorry, went into complete madness there. And really learning how to differentiate yourself. Okay. You know, if you really want to come out, come out. Don't be like every other fudger. Think about this. How can you differentiate yourself, create unique content? We're in a world where we have a lot of AI. I'm not adverse to AI. In fact, AI helps me to create my podcast episodes. It helps me to create the titles. It helps me to create the SEO of the show notes. It helps like all of it. I use AI, but I would never use AI in the authenticity of my content. When I channel Isi Kanayal, when I share my divine gifts and I express myself, Inokushunotanaya, it's all from my soul. It's all from source. When I write my posts, it's channeled. Okay. There's nothing wrong with using AI to express shortcuts. But what I'm saying here is your authentic self in your content, on your sales pages, yes, maybe use a bit of AI, but make sure that at the root of this, at the center of all your work, is your authenticity, is your voice, is your narrative, is your energy, okay? I wouldn't be an energetic business strategist if I didn't want you to use your energy at heart of everything.
My name is Tim Wilde. I run Tim Wilde Practical Ascension, and I am a very proud sponsor of Kelly Vikings and her amazing new podcast series, Soul Business Success. My job here is to anchor light in, find out where we're going, what we're doing on this planet. And you can find out a little bit more about me on my website, www.timwilde.com, or Facebook, Tim Wilde Practical Ascension, and I'm there on YouTube as well.
So how you connect, how you express yourself, that's how it draws your clients to you. It becomes a magnet, an invincible energy exchange. It becomes something that attracts your clients to you. They resonate with all of your voice and your messaging. They draw towards you because they're your audience. They are your soul tribe. And really coming out, there's no hidden things. There's no looking in the mirror and seeing a fucking mask. Like, this is you. This is your purest you. And if you're struggling with this, I tell you now, this is what's going to be holding you back forever. Like, this is where working with me takes you from where you are, kind of almost like playing small, hiding away, to really stepping into your fucking power. And you've got to, like, this is your gift to you. Like, this is what life demands of you, what our ascension process is all about. It's about stripping back, peeling away these layers, and really stepping into our true innate selves. Your audience want you. They want to love you. They want to appreciate your work. They want to hear your voice. And they want to see and understand your vision. They want to know who you are. They want to trust you. They want to understand what it is that you do that's different, your new ways. They want to hear your authentic voice. They want all of you. They don't want part of you. They want the whole shebang. Like, they want the whole aspect of all you are. And yes, I'm pointing my fingers and I'm getting excited. And I mean this, like, I'm so passionate about this. You need and want and deserve, and all of the words that you could describe it, you coming out is the greatest gift that you could ever give to yourself, ever. Nothing will hold you back. And you even step out of your own way. And instead of being bored as fuck online, you stand out. You are heard. You enjoy. You're passionate and driven beyond belief because you're in your own power, your unique version of you. Can you understand how important this is? The third thing is this, is cultivating our own communities. And again, with the ascension process, this is so important. If we're from this genuine place of service as well, then we want to grow long established communities. Communities that really matter, that build deeper relationships and harbour or nurture genuine connections. You know, and that's so important in the online space. There's a lot of communities where you kind of join them, but ask yourself, like, why have you joined them? Have you joined them because a previous coach said that you had to join so many communities, you had to start sharing your posts on a Wednesday when, I mean, that's just bullshit. You know, that's self-promo. That's nothing more. There's no great energy in that. Like, actually be part of other people's communities because you want to be. So that's why I like Threads, the new social media tool, actually. Come and find me, Kelly Vikings Business Mentor. Because it's so, so important. But also seek out communities that really align with you. You know, think about the relationships that you can build and where you can add value. Because if you're really bored online, then maybe now is the time to remove yourself from all these boring, backward, kind of, you join them for the totally wrong reasons, remove them. Like, what's the point in putting your energetic frequency into any of these communities when you don't really want to be there? Like, remove yourself from them, declutter, and then start to add value in spaces that you decide you genuinely want to be a part of. And surround yourself with really meaningful relationships. Even in terms of your connections, okay? Cultivating your own community can also mean the people that you have in your world. Like, in terms of your connections, your relationships, all of those things. Do you remember what I was saying in the last or the previous before that episode about, you know, success can determine so many changes in your world, you know, from how you feel about yourself to your physical relationships and how that shows up. And I genuinely believe this. And this is why it's so important to surround ourselves with really positive people that have been there, done it, people that aren't going to take you backwards, aren't going to get negative, that aren't stuck in scarcity, but people that are actually moving forwards, that are energetically thriving and are wanting the best for you, wanting to see you succeed. Like, having those people around you is so important. It's so important. It's the difference between doing what you always know, because to be honest, you don't really want to kind of step out of that comfort zone. And so you stay in those same circles, or upgrading them, and actually upgrading them so as you have to keep challenging yourself and growing yourself, doing the work, all right? That's not going to feel boring. That's going to feel exciting. That's possibly going to feel a bit scary, but hey, you know, that's the only way you're going to grow. Like, it's the only way that I'm ever going to grow. So think about this, you know, when you're sharing your wins. I've had some really amazing wins recently, and, you know, I want to be able to share them and express them in a real fucking positive way, a way that feels good, a way that feels like I'm sharing them because not because I'm of ego, because I'm like, oh, look at me. None of that BS, but more so because actually, do you know how hard I've worked for that? Do you know how focused and disciplined I have been to achieve this particular milestone in my business? Do you know also what that gives me in terms of my own joy and abundance, what that does for me as a person? How my life, the quality of my life improves, how I could go and buy my child a really lovely PC because I was able to, I was in that position to outright, how I've got no debt, right? The quality of our lives, everything. Like, we want people around us that we can celebrate these wins, and they root for us. They want the best for us. They're celebrating it with us. They don't put any doubt or any negative anything, backward energy on anything you do. This is so important for you. It's important for you to elevate. It's important for me to elevate. It's important for you to have your own communities that mean something, whether they're around you in person, in your immediate world, or whether they're online and in the online space. And it's important for me to have my own community too, which is why I've created my Facebook community, which is small. But I'd rather have small amount of numbers in there, people that genuinely are engaged, than for vanity, a few thousand and don't really get, you know, too much engagement in there. And that's the thing. It's like cultivating your own community should be based on, you know, a real genuine sense of purpose and value. So yeah, all of those things. So as I'm wrapping up now, I just want you to explore, okay, learning how you can evolve, how you can, you know, let's face it, time is condensing. Some of us, time is like, oh my God, the week's gone. Oh my God, the month's gone. Where did June go? You know, where did it go? And so the speed in which people are evolving in the online space is massive. Like, when we think about this, how can you evolve? How can you learn? How can you bring everything that you've learned and evolve in a way that's fast, that's rapid, that allows you to stay updated, that in it maybe even inspires you, like looking at industry trends, okay? Maybe you want to check out new technologies, like that can create this more of an excitement rather than feeling bored and stagnant and stuck. You know, how can you invest in your personal development with somebody like me, learning and teaching you, mentoring you one-to-one, or even looking at shifting your energy and working on the new products that I have, the frequency codes? There's so much. Or maybe it's even looking at soul development, you know, looking at how you can step into your soul's calling and your incarnation cross, or look at working with the Akashic Records with somebody like Marina, or learning how you can, you know, maybe heighten that frequency and step through the ascension process with support with Practical Ascension with Tim Wilde, both of who are my podcast sponsors. Thank you, Tim and Marina. I mean, ultimately, it's positive mindsets. It's infusing excitement and joy. And after all, what are you doing it for? You know, think about this. There's so many more things than just wealth. Wealth isn't going to excite you. Wealth is just filling up a hole. And when you see wealthy entrepreneurs, you know, you'll know the ones that are genuinely abundant and wealthy. And it's not necessarily the amount of money that they earn. The wealthy people that don't have a lot of money. This wealth is totally different, and it's what creates that link between being bored and excited and in your passion. So are you having fun? Are you laughing enough? Are you feeling like you're stepping into freedom? Does your work, does it bring meaning to your world? Do you love it unconditionally? Are you experimenting and enjoying the landscape that you're in? And are you stepping into creativity and enjoying creating like new experiences? Those are really cool. They're just some of the things that I would say to really consider. And there's so many more things where you can really activate your own abundance codes. Step away from being bored and actually enjoy building your soul aligned business. That is the path to soul business success. Thank you for listening to Soul Business Success. I would love for you to come back and listen to some more. So make sure you have rated, reviewed, and subscribed to my show, Soul Business Success. And whilst you're there, This is an invitation to come and join me and other entrepreneurs just like you in Soul Business Success, the free Facebook community. Hope to see you soon.